Warning! Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Fine.
It's a wonderful August day, and we have a wonderful show for you planned out. We have our guest today from Utah. Kevin and James, they've been on our show a few times before. Shall we get them on the line?
Yeah, let's get them on the line.
First, we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You need to tell how old is Kevin? 65? How old are you, Kevin?
I'm 16.
16, great. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin, when did you first come to see Dr. Tong again?
Well, there was a race down in California. My dad had been to him before, so I went down and saw Dr. Tong before a race that I went to down in California.
And this was about 2 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you? You're in the track team, so what happened to you? Injury or what?
But yeah, I was on the cross country team, and I was having some real leg problems. I'm in some spasms. I felt like I had nothing in my legs. And we usually run about 8 to 10 miles a day. Mm-hmm. I went a half a mile, and I felt like I was going to die.
Mm.
I mean, so I just felt like I had nothing. I just had spasm problems. And then we went down to California, and I came to Dr. Tong, and I have never had a problem like that since.
And how long did you have that problem before you came to California?
I had it for quite a while. That problem started the last race of the season in my ninth grade year.
Okay.
Oh, ninth grade. So how many years?
Well, probably about 2.
So yeah, the spasm problem for about 2 years.
About 2 years ago, and I've never even had anything close to that again.
So you were still running. You were still running the track even with that problem. You were still in the track team.
Trying to, but I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't even go very far. Mm-hmm. And I ran a half mile, and I felt like, I mean, I just didn't have anything left in me.
Mm-hmm. And now, after you got the treatment with Dr. Tong, you have been running consecutively at that point, right?
I have.
With no problems.
What happened after?
Yeah, none at all. I mean, I feel great.
So how many treatment, after how many treatment did you notice the improvement?
On the very first one, I could tell that I was definitely getting better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just from the very first treatment.
And I remember after the first trip came over, I think you have two or three treatments the first time. And then you went back and you were able to compete in a cross-country race, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you were placed on top 10 or something like that. I remember you tell that story.
Yeah, so I went back and we went to a cross-country camp. And this
yes.
is where you do heel races and just some of the most intense runs that we do of the year. And I was top 10 in our team. And we're the and actually that year we ended up winning the national championship in cross-country for boys.
You also did the real thing. It's a 4-mile uphill race. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
So you went from not being able to run half a mile and not compete to be number in the top 10 of the team that were champions of the mm-hmm. country for that year.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So did you feel happy about that?
Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
Uh-huh.
And you've been doing well since then?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing fine.
How often do you get treatments from Dr. Tong?
I would probably say... Probably before cross country and track season, and then we go down for a race in California that's close to his office, and then we do a treatment then.
So you had actually come to California about three times or four times to get treatment from me.
Yeah, I've probably been about four or five.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five times.
So a couple times a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how good are you in your team now? What number are you?
Well, I don't know. Oh, what number am I on the team?
Yeah, no, you say you're number six, right?
Yeah.
So you're number six. Okay, we're going to make you number one. Yeah. There was another problem. Everyone, your dad was very happy that I improved for you, is your height. You know, your dad is 6'1". And before you came to see me, how tall were you?
I was probably about 5'3".
5'3"? Mm-hmm. For 15 years old, that's with the dad is 6'1". That's mm-hmm. kind of short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what your dad was kind of worried that you fail your first try. And I have him explain that he took you to all different medical center, did all the tests, okay? And nobody was able to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
So since you got our treatment, how much have you grown?
I'm just barely shy of 5'7".
So like
wow.
3.5 inches.
Yeah.
About 4 inches almost.
Yeah, almost 4 inches in 12 mm-hmm. months. That's what mm-hmm. James told me. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Wow.
You can say it's a coincidence, but I'm telling you it's not,
no,
okay?
No,
because
of course not.
Because your dad keep every time he came over here, he was telling me that, well, you're not growing, and so I said, okay, I'll do something to promote
growth.
So
4 inches in the past year. I mean,
yeah,
that's quite a growth.
Half, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. three and a half. That's quite a growth spurt.
Exactly. Mm. And for a kid that was not growing for mm-hmm. a while, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. Is your dad available?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, great.
Let's talk to him. Hello, James. Is James there?
Is James there?
Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine.
Great. Thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
We just spoke with your son, Kevin. He's doing well, yes?
Yes, he's much improved.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell a little bit about his growth problem? What you did for him, were you trying to do for him before you came to see me, going to a different medical center, what did they do and stuff like this?
Well, we live in Utah, and there's a very prestigious primary children's hospital in Salt Lake City. We initially took him there, recommendation from our local doctor, and they did a number of tests on him. And
like what?
Well, they did a bone scan, for example, mm-hmm. and it came back that he was a bone age, and that he was of the age of 13, even though he was 15 at the time,
mm-hmm.
and then 12 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came and they said there's nothing they could do for his leg issue. They didn't know what it was, what was causing it, and there was nothing that could be done about it.
That's a cramping, right?
Right, the cramping in the legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So how about the growth issue? What else did they do?
Well, they took the test and they thought it was a possibility they could give him growth hormones, and I wasn't a big believer in that. So that point, that's when I talked to a few other doctor friends of mine, and they recommended not going that route either. I thought that was maybe a little too aggressive, and so I came up with the idea of coming down to you again.
Mm-hmm.
We talked on the phone.
Yes.
And then I brought him down there, and seems to be doing very well.
Right. Mm. 3.5 to 4 inches in 1 year, right?
Right. I think he's just barely getting where, he's just coming to the age where I think he's a late bloomer, which we've talked about before.
Right. Mm-hmm. I told you a late bloomer actually would live longer. He's much better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He'll probably live to 200. He's really.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot more confidence now that it looks like he is going to be okay. And
He's going to be taller than you. Believe me, he's going to be
That'd
taller
be
than
great.
You.
That'd be great.
And beat you up if you don't take care of him.
But yeah. He seems to be doing well. He's running real well. He's very happy, and the treatments have been a positive for him. Especially when you first come in, the treatments do hurt a little, especially if you're not in the best of health. And
yes.
He's been a real good trooper since he's so small. He's 16. He's only 96 pounds.
Mm.
And so but he's a real tough kid. And when I took him the first time, it was pretty tough to get him in because he knew what it was kind of like. But now that he's had the treatments and can see the results,
mm-hmm.
He's been very, very positive about going in. He never says, I don't want to go or anything like that.
Because he can run much better the next day.
Runs a lot better. He can tell us from this, especially, there's some side benefits. Obviously, we're taking him there mostly because he had the leg cramps and we're concerned about the growth hormones functioning properly and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the side benefits have been, running a long distances does take a toll on your body.
Right.
And you get a lot of sore muscles and different aches and pains, and that's been a real benefit for him because it's been able to reduce a lot of those things that normally would be, nagging at you over the season.
Exactly. So it's strengthened him.
And more
yeah,
stamina.
Yeah, definitely strengthened and given, made it so it wasn't as difficult as mm-hmm. quicker recovery time after
right.
he's had a slight injury or something like
right.
that.
Yeah, and more stamina. You said that his coach noticed a difference?
Right, dramatically. Last year, when we were having all the issues, I took him to, brought him to you, and he just improved dramatically the very first workout he was back in. And the coach noticed instantly and said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a dramatic increase. And he's increased ever since. And I wish we lived closer because I think a more continuous treatments all at
yes.
one time would get him a little bit quicker to where we need to be. But
yeah.
overall, I think he's doing very well. I mean, he's very healthy at the moment, and we're very pleased with that.
That's
yes.
good.
I want to mention while you talk about the growth hormone issue, because a lot of people today use that as anti-aging. Okay? Aging is not due to one factor. Aging is due to different blockages of your meridians. Different people, different things. Even Juravital, some people might heard about Juravital, which is Novocaine, oral. You take it by mouth, okay? But aging is not the lack of Juravital. It's not a lack of growth hormone. For some people it is, but that's not the only factor.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, when you give growth hormone, okay, there are other factors along that growth hormone the body use along team up with growth hormone, which we don't know. Okay, the most important thing is qi. The most mm-hmm. important thing is your mind and spirit that are there. They are there. Okay, the aging is lack of different qi, fire, water, wood, metal and earth. The fire element is your heart. The water element is we call the kidney in the body. And the earth element is the spleen and so forth. So different people age differently. Some people worry. Some people get angry. Some people get frustrated. Some people get fearful. Okay, so depends on which one is weakness. So anti-aging, what they're promoting there is wrong. And when you use too much growth hormone, out of balance, you get this frontal bossing. You look like Frankenstein, okay?
Right. Yeah, like acromegaly.
Acromegaly, mm-hmm. okay? So and in fact, remember Francis, Fran, who was on our show a few weeks ago, who worked for a practitioner who promotes growth hormone, and she noticed some patient actually have the head increase in size, that noticeably. Okay, so don't go for this kind of material
right.
remedy.
Right.
Without having the mind.
Right.
The mind guide and regulate yes. exactly what you use, and a lot of things that what the body produce we haven't discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so get the mind in the body. There's a number one thing. You get the mind back to the body, because you are a mind and a spirit.
James, how are you doing?
Good. I can't complain. I'm doing very well.
James used to have colitis. Is that correct?
No, it was
irritable bowel syndrome. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
wrong name.
What's the difference? Okay. Well, you weren't able to have bowel movement sometimes as much as 2 weeks.
Right. I don't know if we want to tell everybody that on the radio.
You said that the first time. So, yeah. But anyway.
No, it's been a very positive experience for me. Well, in my situation, we were down in California on vacation, and I was watching TV late one night, and there was a cable show on, and Dr. Tong was on it. And I was kind of hesitant because usually I'm very...
Skeptical,
and I thought, I don't know. But it was in the same city we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe this might be an opportunity. It was the beginning of the 2 weeks of our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the next day, and I wasn't going to get the treatment, even though he gave me the whole spiel and everything. And then I started talking to a couple of the patients, and one was a nurse, and one was a teacher, and I just got a lot more confidence when they told me, you know, how much they improved and their results and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
and so even though Dr. Tong's Chinese, I have all the faith in the world in Chinese medicine. If
yes.
he wasn't an anesthesiologist, I'd have never let him touch me. At the time, I've gotten a lot more confidence since then, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest thing, I locked the door so you shouldn't go until you have a treatment.
Right. Well, anyway, so we did the treatment, and then that night, ever since that particular treatment, I've been pretty much regular ever since, which was amazing. I did mm-hmm. go in for a number of treatments in that two-week period,
yes.
and that was very successful. And I have a tendency to hold my stress in my lower stomach area, as
yes.
some people do. And so for me, it was very successful, and it's worked really well since then. And I've gone in every year since then, maybe only for a treatment or two, just to stay
tune
up to par. It's
mm-hmm.
been very, 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 very worthwhile. Even though I've had to come clear from Utah, you know, you here buy your plane ticket, rent a car, hotel room. It's been worth it.
But you are very gracious to us as well, James. We
yes.
spent a whole week in Utah a few years ago.
No
using
problem.
Your car, using your condo.
It was
so
very nice vacation.
It was very, I really appreciate it.
Yes.
And it's a good memory for a whole family.
Yes,
so
very
we
gracious.
Need to get you guys back here now. It's been a
yeah.
while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still remember that we have such a fun time. And, you know, not so many people are so appreciative. And
yeah.
I really appreciate that. And I want to thank you again.
No problem.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, James, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we're so busy. But it's always wonderful to speak with you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all your guys' effort and Dr. Tong. I keep telling him to stay healthy, and I'm glad he has a daughter coming up, and it's going to be in the same time. Because as soon as it happens to him, you know, we're all going to be in big trouble. So,
and you need to take care of you.
Drive carefully, wear a seatbelt, and do his own treatments, because we got to keep him healthy, because he's doing a tremendous work, and we really appreciate it.
Mm.
Thank you so much, James.
Hey, don't
all
forget
right.
the complex you promised me. The complex, okay? I don't forget that, okay?
I'll take care of you.
Okay, thanks, okay?
All right, have a great weekend.
Yeah, huh?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Kevin and James on the line. They're from Utah, and James used to have irritable bowel syndrome for 10 years. After the first treatment, he's been pretty much regular. He comes to see Dr. Tong once or twice a year. Kevin,
in fact, he told me that 3 hours after the first treatment, he had a big bowel movement. You don't mean that. Go back to the show, the first show that he was in, I think the number 4 show, then you mm-hmm. see him say that, yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, for more case histories and information. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
Las Vegas sizzles with 92 days of summer, but you can cool off at Imperial Palace for only $44 weekdays and $69 weekends now through August 31st. Plus, you get lots more than a great room in the center of the Strip with 2-for-1 happy hour drinks, 2-for-1 spa facilities day pass, free auto collections pass, free buffet for new Imperial players who qualify, and double or better Imperial player points select hours every day for 92 days. Visit Imperial Palace. Palace.com on the web today for details, as restrictions apply. But wait, there's more. Book by certain dates in July and August and also receive a $50 dine-around bonus. Mention bonus when booking, so don't delay. Make your Las Vegas room reservations now to stay several times this summer at Imperial Palace from only $44. Always the best value in the heart of the action. That's ImperialPalace.com for Las Vegas' coolest 92-day summer deal. Ask for it by name.
Well, welcome back to our show. This is Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. I'm Elaine, your co-host. If you were just joining us, we had James and Kevin with us from Utah. James suffered from irritable bowel syndrome for many years, and about 7 years ago, he, by serendipitous chance, he came and saw Dr. Tong and has been doing well ever since. His son, Kevin, is a runner. He's 16 years old now, and 2 years ago, he had leg cramps to the point where he could only run half a mile. And now he is sixth in his team and is running very well. He's grown 3.5 inches in the past year, which is phenomenal.
His team is number one, the champion of the United States.
National team, so he is quite a runner.
From not being able to run to pace number six in that team that's number one in the country.
And I also believe he beat his own time by 6 minutes in one of the races last year. So it's a wonderful story. And if you would like to hear the past shows they were on, show number 115, April 26th, or show number 85, August 10th, 2002, on our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. What would we like to talk about then? Today, right now.
Okay. From now on, whenever we get a little time, we'll do something that's talk about educating the public about nutrition and feng shui.
Right.
And I always emphasize feng shui a little bit more important. Those factors around you, you are like an organ in your family. Your dwelling is like the body. The front door is like the mouth. Okay, the kitchen is like your GI tract, you know, where the food first come in. If you get the factors, the fire, water, wood, metal, and earth around you,
in balance,
then you as an organ, you could be the spleen, you could be the heart, you know, like somebody is the one who loves everybody, that ties the family together, that would act more like the heart. Okay, and the spleen would be the one who go out and make money and bring see money. It's like chi. If you get the factor around you right, okay, automatically you will be doing things right, eating the right proper kind of thing, avoiding accidents. There are no accidents in this world. Like I have some patient that, you know, they tell me 5 car accident in 2 years, and then I have some patient that 90 years old never have a car accident. Now, so you call that an accident? It turns out that nothing is accident. The people who get into physical trauma in the wrong time is just that they do not know the bad factors, the bad factors, mm-hmm. and run right into it, just like a surfer who didn't know that a storm is coming mm-hmm. and went out or deep sea fishing, okay, and then get into a storm, okay. The people who know to detect
they and avoid those situations.
Yeah, detect the unseen factors. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
Okay. We have a caller, Bill from Minnesota. Let's get to him. Hello, Bill.
Yes, my name is Bill.
Hi, welcome
Bill.
To our show.
I'm very interested in what feng shui is all about. I heard my wife talking about it, but she really couldn't give me too many details.
Okay, I was trying to explain to you. Okay, this is everybody should really get interested in. Okay,
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing, what I did to Kevin, what I did to James. Okay, each living system, a living system would be like a cell. A living system could be like a group of cells, an organ. A human is a living system.
Mm-hmm. A house.
A group of human is also a living system. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between one human and many human together? More electrons, more protons, more neutrons, more elementary particles, more of it. Okay, nature's law applies to every single system,
mm-hmm.
from one electron to a billion, 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 to many, many, to a society. Okay.
So basically, when he's treating Kevin and James, he's treating their body, like he's treating their five, the five important organs
yeah.
of the body.
The five important organs all have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this world, everything can be classified with five different kinds of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Five elements. Five different kinds of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fire spirit. Okay. In a human, we call that the heart.
The heart.
Because when the heart deal with love and joy,
mm-hmm.
compassion. When you love somebody, your heart feels warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fire element. You don't mm-hmm. you don't love people with coldness, okay?
Right. And then you have the spleen.
Yeah, the spleen is the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earth element, because the earth transforms one thing, transforms a seed into a plant,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, spleen, the earth element in the body, transform food into energy,
mm-hmm.
okay? Kidney deal with fear. It vibrates like water. So in the body, the fire, water, wood, metal, earth, respectively, the heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen.
Mm-hmm.
Not respectively. I don't know. We just called it the heart, okay?
So that's in the body. And how you translate that in feng shui is in the house.
Yes.
There's different directions in the house correspond to those different elements and the different directions.
The reason is because the earth magnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
The vibration is all magnetic vibration,
mm-hmm.
okay? In the environment, in the house, the southward direction is the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The northward direction is the kidney. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did for Kevin, what I did for James is balancing those kind of elements, getting the qi flow mm-hmm. in the body. In feng shui, we do the same thing with the household.
For the house, right.
Okay?
Bill, we're going to go on a break. Do you have time to join us after the half hour?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I will explain more.
Yeah, we'll explain more, and we can probably recommend some books that you could get to read more on it.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So why
stay
don't you,
tuned, okay?
Yeah, stay tuned for a few minutes, and
yeah,
we'll get back to you after 11:30. Okay? You're listening to Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
We were over our heads in credit card debt and looking for a way out.
A number of companies said they would help us, but they were only interested in charging huge upfront fees and putting us further into debt.
Credit Guard of America was different.
Credit Guard of America won't put you further into debt. As a nonprofit service, we've helped thousands of people for over 11 years. We work with you and your creditors to reduce your monthly payments so you can get on with life.
Credit Guard of America cut my monthly payments in half.
They cut my interest rate from an average of 23% to 8%. Some even went to zero.
I'll be out of debt in 4 years instead of 20. Credit Guard of America saved me over $13,000 in interest fees alone.
Call now to reduce your monthly payments. Cut the interest rates on your credit cards by up to half and get your unsecured debt paid off years earlier.
Don't you owe it to yourself to work with a real nonprofit service? Call now to find out how to receive a free credit report. Certified counselors are standing by.
Call 800-471-8685.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to our show. Welcome to our KPLS listeners. This is Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD, and I'm Elaine, your co-host. At the top of the hour, we had Kevin and James on the line from Utah, and they've been receiving treatments from Dr. Tong for quite a while. James suffered from irritable bowel syndrome for about 10 years, and after his first treatment with Dr. Tong, he has been regular ever since, and he comes regularly once or twice a year for tune-ups. Kevin, his 16-year-old son, 2 years ago, was running cross-country, and his legs became very weak after running only half a mile. And after receiving treatment from Dr. Tong, he has progressed quite well. He's actually sixth on his team, and his team is actually national champions cross-country. So he is also doing quite well, and he has grown 3.5 inches in the past year, which is phenomenal because he's very small for his age.
And especially his father is like
6'1". 6'1", and he was only 5'3" when he first came to see Dr. Tong at 15 years old.
Yeah. On younger kids, okay, the treatment, the results are very dramatic mm-hmm. because they don't have too much thing wrong.
Right. So they're much stronger constitutionally, yeah. and so they improve much faster.
Yeah. So for example, no, he was on the team before, and for 6 months or so, he couldn't run, even mm-hmm. for like a half a mile. Okay. Going from that, after only 3 treatments, the first time he came, he usually gets about 3 treatments. He went back and compete mm-hmm. and placed top 10.
Right.
Uphill running.
4 mile uphill race.
Yeah. And right. then
and he beat his own time by 6 minutes.
Yeah, after the first treatment.
Amazing.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I want to say about is that we claim that everything can be cured. Something that you did wrong in life. And if you develop a disease, can be cured. Like James, today his bowel movement on a regular, he doesn't have the discomfort he had before. You know, he watches his diet. If he doesn't, then some of the problem will come back, but his body is able to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
And same for Kevin. Kevin, once in a while, still cheats a little bit on the nutrients
and
stuff.
Diet. Mm-hmm.
And then you have real cramping problem, but he's getting less and less, and he really didn't need the treatment this time, but he was going for a race. Every time he go for a race, he'll come and get a treatment so mm-hmm. he can get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we had Bill on the line. Bill, are you there with us still?
I'm still here. Thank
Hi.
You so much for taking my call.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Of course. No, thanks for waiting. I mean, your question, you know, it takes more than just 2 minutes to explain. I mean, feng shui is a very elaborate and can be very complicated if you don't understand the basic principles. So we want to take some time to explain to you so our listeners will also understand better what it is. And what we were saying before is when Dr. Tong treats a patient, it's like doing feng shui for the body. Because the basic principle of feng shui is that there are 5 elements or 5 souls, like you said.
Yeah, 5 different kinds of vibrations. Magnetic vibrations.
Mm-hmm. And that corresponds to 5 main organs in your body. And the magnetic vibrations or elements are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And the organs that correspond to those elements are the liver, the heart, the spleen, the lung, and the kidney. So when you're out of balance, what Dr. Tong does is he'll strengthen whatever's weak or he'll sedate whatever's too strong, overacting on other elements and other organs. And that's what causes your body to become more in balance, and that's what heals you and reverses the disease process. Now in feng shui, you just apply that principle to your home. Okay, so each direction in your home corresponds to that element or that organ. And same with the people in the house is also a corresponding organ in the home. Is that correct, Dr. Tong?
Yes. Let me mention this word called qi.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all there are no center back on this word, the Chinese called qi, is life.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. A human is qi. A human is different, 5 different kinds of qi. Qi that take care of worry. Qi that take care of love and joy.
Qi that take care of stress.
Stress, mm-hmm. anger. That's the liver and so
right.
forth. Okay?
Qi that takes care of fear is the kidney.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And now qi is a mental. It gives you the life energy for function.
Mm-hmm.
Your mental energy and your physical energy. Now here's the key. Why do people claim that feng shui can make you make more money? Well, when I get James healthier, that give him more potential to making more money.
Mm-hmm.
After all, what is money? Money is nothing but a form of chi.
A physical form of energy.
Learn this. Money
exactly.
is nothing but a form of
right.
exchange medium for chi.
Right, because you're putting your energy in to make that money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You use your mental energy and physical effort. Let's say you make happiness, okay? You design it with your mental energy,
mm-hmm.
and you use the physical energy
to create it.
A cabinet, and you sell it to other people. And
in
let's say you need the attorney's service, then he will do you back a favor. But if you do not need the other person's service, then you take the qi in the form of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get this exchange medium to get mental and physical help from somebody you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So qi, money is a form of qi.
Physical form of qi.
So when I can get qi in the physical body, that physical body can go make more money. When we can get qi in the household, in a company, then that household would have more money, health, or happiness.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a used car sales pitch,
no,
but
it's not.
Okay,
not. I mean,
let me tell you why. Okay, throughout Chinese history, the people who practices feng shui are the emperors
mm-hmm.
and the wealthy people. And you remind me when I first started out, I was a Western scientist. I was a physics major, started out at Caltech. So, and then I got my MD degree. So when I first was introduced to this psychic, which we have used for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
I was not only arrogant and skeptical, I was really arrogant, okay? I was you know,
well,
really...
Well, you didn't believe in what you...
I didn't believe in, exactly, you know. Feng Shui, people say that, well, I can do this and this and help you make money. And then finally, I was talking to some of your clients, and I say, well, there's no scientific basis, okay? The scientific basis is based on material science, which is not very accurate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the guy get kind of annoyed at why they keep putting this term science. I would say, well, all I know is that I drive a Rolls Royce, you drive an old car, okay? That wake me up, okay? That woke me up. You know, I finally say, maybe those people know something different,
mm-hmm.
okay? Today, you know, some of the wealthiest people like Donald Trump and people in Silicon Valley,
they all do feng shui. Mm-hmm.
In Hong Kong, people...
It's just balancing the energy so that the energy flows better and you can work to your potential.
Yeah, number one is, in any living system, get the qi in.
Mm-hmm.
Get the living energy in, okay? In a family, get more energy so they're mm-hmm. more lively, they're more life.
Mm-hmm.
In a body, get more life. Just like what I did for Kevin. Every mm-hmm. time I give him treatment, okay, he just runs so much better,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the coach noticed that, okay? So, and the second thing is balance. Mm-hmm. It's not just qi,
right,
okay?
You have to, exactly. Too much qi in one area can harm another part of the body.
That's right. And you become
or the
jittery.
Other part of the house, right?
And not
exactly.
uncontrolled. That's why
right.
using growth hormone can you get you grow. But
right.
but unchecked growth can give you
acromegaly.
Like acromegaly
mm-hmm.
and make you look like a Frankenstein.
Right.
So
it's all about balance.
All mm-hmm. balance, okay?
Too much of anything is not good.
Yeah. Give us some example, okay? Mm-hmm. Like some of the things that you heard, okay? If your front door faces a street that straight directly
too
against your front door, that's not good.
A street.
Yeah, a street,
about, right.
okay? The qi is too strong.
Mm-hmm.
It could cause, like,
it's like attacking
accident.
You. It's like
yeah.
attacking you.
Yeah, those are not, those are mm-hmm. really true, okay? If you sleep with a beam across the bed, okay, that's also not good. In fact, it's happening in my own family. Jason's
mm-hmm.
bed, if we find out there's a beam
there's
there.
There's a beam on
which
top.
Which we did not notice,
mm-hmm.
okay? If the stair, okay, runs straight into the front door, and that's not good. Okay, and then different direction correspond to the different household member.
Mm-hmm.
Like the northwest is the father's direction,
mm-hmm.
and for my personally, okay, in the northwest part of our home, we used to have a swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
and but the pool was so small for like the last 10 years, the pool had not been used, so the water is not running. So that water is. Reflects and help my kidney because there's a water element.
Mm-hmm.
And for those 9 or 10 years, I have been sick
mm-hmm.
and my kidney has been so tight
and
back pain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I get a fracture in my back.
Yeah, and lack of motivation.
Lack of motivation mm-hmm. because the kidney had to do with willpower.
Right.
Let me ask you this question because we did have our home, our priest visited the home.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still okay to do feng shui?
Why not?
Okay, yeah. We get questions like that. I mean,
feng shui had nothing to do with religion.
It has nothing to do with religion. I mean,
it has to do with the nature, how nature
it's ends. Your energy. I think the reason why people have this reservation about feng shui is because they kind of associate it with mysticism.
Yes.
And it really isn't. It really just has to do with your energy.
Oh, no, my wife has been going to a psychic for years, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that one didn't discount another.
Let me give you one thing that you should really observe, okay? There's a really profound book in Chinese called the Yi Jing, the Book of Changes. From that book, Chinese medicine, Chinese fortune telling, Chinese martial art, feng shui, all come from the Yi Jing's observation of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yi Jing says that nature plays no favor to anybody,
mm-hmm.
except to those who can adapt to the nature forces, okay? You see, churches get destroyed by natural disasters. You see, Buddhist temples get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whoever doesn't know nature's way will
mm-hmm.
get into the path,
right.
and you get an accident.
Right,
you call it like 911. Okay, how come some people go in there and get killed,
and some people escape
came
it.
Out mm-hmm. in the right time?
I mean, you hear about some people that day they ended up not going to work because you know it took them.
Or
10
came out and then pick up the kids
right,
and avoid
right.
the thing. It's because. In a large part, the feng shui factor and
mm-hmm.
your destiny.
Yes.
Sometimes with the destiny, number one. the luck chi number two and feng shui is number three. Mm-hmm. And I'll repeat that there.
Another thing, Bill, is if you're familiar with numerology. That's another thing people have reservations about with religion. They say, oh, it's bad. But if you think about it in the Bible, in Numbers, the book of Numbers, they talk about a lot of things they talk about have to do with numbers.
Oh, my wife always talks about fours and eights. Beware of the fours and the eights.
The eight means money, big money.
Four. That's what you said. It's a fours and eight. Always bet on the fours and the eights. That's what we say when we go to Las Vegas.
Especially next 20 years, starting next year.
You'll see eight. A seven and a one, and you'll say, that's it, 17. That's fours and eights.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Well, let me just give some audience some suggestion, okay? In numerology, the name that given to you at birth tell you your destiny, what you're calling for this life.
Right, what you're meant to do. In
A is number one, B, vibration number two, C, like three, A, J, and S, they are number one, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one means that you are number one.
You're independent, you're a pioneer.
But on the bad side is that you're also more selfish.
And
more
a loner.
Longer, and stuff like this, okay? So when you
and
add
inflexible.
Up, yeah, you add up the name together, it tells you, number one, what your destiny is. Mm-hmm. And then number two, your heart's desire, the vows, okay?
The vows in your
name. Yeah, exactly what your soul wants you to do. Mm-hmm. And your birthday, okay, added up together, tells you what are your account balance from all your previous lives, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether you believe or not, this is the truth, okay? Mm-hmm. But if I knew all this when I was younger, boy, my life would be so much easier. I would have been sick, okay? So sick like before.
But that is what you were meant to learn.
But that's my destiny. Okay, that's how I learned from experience. In fact, I have a rash in my body right now because we are doing something wrong
in the southeast
part of our house.
This year is very bad.
Which is a major sickness, chi, okay?
If you see this year in the Southeast Asia, we have the SARS virus, and they brought it to Southeast Canada in Toronto. The SARS virus is going around there, too.
Exactly, okay? Mm-hmm. And in fact, Southeast belong to wind, and the itching, it means wind, okay? But when you do not know that, you know, like many in Western science, we say, they always say, we don't know this. And I'm tired of hearing medical scientists say, we don't know the cause, we don't know the cause. And most of the cause, I do know. The Chinese doctors do know it, okay? Except they do not have the tool to make a dramatic change.
Do you have any other questions for us, Bill?
No, I thank you just for taking my call. I'm going to get my wife to listen to your program, Marge. She'll enjoy it, I think, immensely.
Okay. In fact, I know pretty soon I'm going to plan to do some feng shui online consultations. Mm-hmm. We have the patient send in architectural
blueprint of your home
with the north arrows. Okay, I can suggest each year in February. I recommend everybody do it once a year.
Once a year, just to know where to put things.
Yeah, your thing will smooth out.
And it's just once a year. I mean, it's not a hassle at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So stay tuned, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you do too.
Bye bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com, for more information.
Yeah. Well, actually, we have another patient that's scheduled. She didn't feel so good today because I'm withdrawing her prednisone so fast. Mm-hmm. That's a patient that your doctor that you do rotation with sent over. She has scleroderma.
Yeah, we'll talk about her after the break. Yes, she's doing better.
She's doing a lot better because after the first treatment, the major pain from the hand was better. And then I'll try to tell her that the prednisone, that the cortisone steroid that she's taking is actually harming her adrenal. Mm-hmm. So when we withdraw it too fast, she feels much better after today's treatment too. Mm-hmm. We'll try to get her in here and share the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions or comments, call us at 800-336-2225. Again, that's 800-336-2225. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes to talk about nutrition and about the scleroderma patient.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
The best, the best value, value are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
What have you got cooking this summer? The Penny Saver, California's best red publication, can help with your dining plans. Whether you're making dinner for your family or just making reservations, the Penny Saver offers the best values from local grocers and restaurants to fill your belly without emptying your wallet. Check the Penny Saver each week for valuable grocery, restaurant, and pizza coupons so you can make a great dinner, take the family out to dinner, order a pizza, or have lunch on the fly without breaking the family bank. The Penny Saver is so easy to use, and grocers and restaurant owners, there's no better place to advertise than the Penny Saver. The Penny Saver, where the best values are just around the corner, and PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Hi, welcome back to our show. This is Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. We have a caller, Kathy from Los Angeles. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Welcome to our show. You have a question?
Well, my question is, my house has, it faces north, and on the west side, it's got an extra bedroom jutting out. So I know that creates an imbalance, and I have a problem where I, for 5 years now, it's I haven't been able to find decent, honest, competent contractors, and so I have walls torn out, and I have big giant spaces where the wind comes in, and I'm wondering if there is something I can do to give the house energy, and the house has had a lot of sadness, to give the house the right kind of energy to bring in good people.
Okay, where, what location is the front door? Not just faces, okay? Is it located at the north?
The front door is in the middle of that north,
so
the north area, but it's set back from that extra bedroom that juts out toward the north.
So it's kind of dimpled in?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and number two, where were you doing the remodeling? Which part of the house? North, northwest, south, west, and so forth?
It is on the southwest.
Southwest, okay.
Yes.
Southwest will bring you nuisance.
Southwest and the middle.
South and the middle, okay. Middle is okay.
Yeah.
Southwest this year will have problem, especially when you have water and stuff like that. You have problem with legal problems.
Legal problems.
And nuisance problem, gossip problems, okay. And later on, I'll tell you how I dropped a $500,000 lawsuit by just doing a simple thing in my house. And it's not a coincidence thing, okay?
Yeah.
West is, this year is an injury area. Injury. Okay, so do not do remodeling. I cannot really give you advice without looking at the whole thing.
Yeah.
And also knowing your birthday and stuff like
right,
this. Okay?
Yeah.
Knowing your birthday, and then I know your whole body.
I know I'm 11. I have a lot of 11s.
11 actually
11
very
is
good.
Not bad.
Yeah, 11 numerology is not good, not bad, okay? I told the audience that I'll start some online feng shui consultation.
Yeah, why don't you have our number? You can give us a call and maybe you can we can
discuss. Yeah, give you more detailed thing
on what to do because
it's not so simple. It's not simple.
Okay.
Just like
you can think of like one thing to balance out that northwest kind of bedroom.
You mean the west?
The west jutting out.
Northwest is good. If jutting out a northwest is very good. West is not so good. West this year is injury, okay? But northwest is...
Maybe she can put some gold there. That would help that a little bit.
It really depends on...
Depends on exactly the direction.
Exactly west or northwest.
Mm-hmm. Right, So
northwest jutting out is good.
You have to know the exact direction.
And exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me give you our number. It's 714...
Uh-huh.
556-8664.
Yeah, call me on...
And when someone sends in plans, they have to be the exact measurement?
Proportionally.
Proportionally.
Okay, you cannot have 3 feet longer than 5 feet in one direction. Mm-hmm. Okay, otherwise, no, then the direction, then if you like 15 degree off, it could be very, very different.
Okay.
It's not, it's
so
very
it
scientific.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Proportionally,
and
okay? Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for the phone number before. It's
556-8664.
8664.
Okay.
714 area code.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's get to Susie from Oh, she hung up. Okay. Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the scleroderma patient, right? She, Doreen, has had scleroderma for 9 years. And she just started getting treatments last week, right?
Well, yeah. You know, scleroderma is a condition where your skin and connective tissue become thickened due to lack of circulation, lack of qi. Okay, these people are cold. Sometimes they have Raynaud syndrome. And if you go back to one of the cases, which is very dramatic, bitter. And I forgot what show is that, okay? Her leg was purple. Feet was purple. And my first treatment... I turned the left foot, which is ice cold and purple, into pink and hot. And the brother was really amazed. Bitter had been cured. She was not able to even open her mouth to eat, okay? But she had been cured and she had not had any treatment. Oh, I'll say 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah, almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year, okay? And she had no pain problem.
The show is show number 78, May 11th, 2002, which was over a year ago.
Yes, uh-huh.
But Doreen, actually, she's had 3 treatments now, and we're trying to wean her off the prednisone, and she had a little withdrawal last night.
But she dropped her morphine, she dropped her Vicodin, so she had
And her infection on her finger has dried up, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
So she is doing better.
Yeah, we'll try to get her on the show next week, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're open till 2 p.m. Western Pacific Time, today for appointments. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com for more information. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on CRN and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.